Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, baby. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Have some Mavs talk coming up for you at 6:20. We'll take a look at the most relevant takeaways from the anonymous GM survey and talk about the Mavs who were, you know, mentioned in that survey. Pretty interesting stuff. It's time now, though, for a proper round tripper. Let's talk Rangers. Let's talk baseball playoffs and much more. It's Zach Wolchuk around the bases.
Well, we've got one game down already today, and that was the Tigers shutting out the Cleveland Guardians as they get a 3-0 win. They now are a game away from the American League Championship Series are the Detroit Tigers. Riley Green with an RBI single in the bottom of the first put him up early. Then Matt Vierling hit a sack fly that allowed Jake Rogers to score in the bottom of the third and the sixth. Spencer Torkelson, who had been really struggling for the Tigers in this series, hit an RBI double that scored Colt Keith. So it was a 3-0 Tigers victory. They had six pitchers combined to shut out the Guardians. 20 innings now of shutout baseball after Tarek Skubal was an absolute dominant performance yesterday or the day before for the Tigers. So now we're watching Mets-Phillies. And the Phillies are up 1-0 in the top of the sixth. Nick Castellanos is indeed up to the plate. So if we say anything somber at all, I'm sure he will hit a home run to right field. But Mets win. They would advance to the NLCS, where they would await the winner of the Padres and the Dodgers series. But it's been fantastic baseball so far. Numbers are up big time compared to last year for the playoff format. But National League teams with a bye, I saw this earlier, have yet to win a series in the new postseason format. So this is since 2022 when, you know, the team with the best record, they go ahead and get a bye. There's no series wins. The sixth seed has made the World Series every year. You had the Phillies 2 years ago. Last year was the Diamondbacks. They're 5-16 overall in the new format. So I know Chop's been out there tweeting about it. If you listen to the morning show, he's going to have some ideas on how to fix this. But I'm sure Major League Baseball, like, yeah, you want the upsets, but the lack of playing time, like when you're playing 2 games in 7 days or 3 games in 10 days for some of these teams to get the bye, it probably is going to end up having the timing of the hitters are going to be a little bit off. The command of your fastball or your changeup might not be as crisp if you were playing as consistently as you did during the 162-game regular season. So to flip this and have such a staggering difference in the postseason, I'm sure is something Major League Baseball will end up having to look into.
Yeah, they have to do something to reward you for having the better record during 162 games, because to me, that is a much more accurate reflection of how good you are than what happens in a 5 or 7 game series, 3 game series.
And I think what they need to do with the division series is put it at 7 games. It doesn't need to be a best of five. Just have it be a 7-game series along with the championship series. And that usually the best team is going to win over the course of a 7-game series. But the 5-game setup, you are opening yourself up for potentially more upsets.
I wonder if there's something else outside the box we're not thinking of. Like, could you say the top seed when they're playing the 6th seed only has to win 3 games, you know, instead of 4, or 2 games instead of 3? I'd get crazy with it.
Seed has to
because
go
what they're doing right now is an injustice to the regular season.
It is. It's like, why are we going through this marathon of 162 games? It's something that they're going to have to look into. I'm with you on that, but shout out to Detroit.
The real failure is not recognizing it with more oomph. You know, and that's ultimately the legacy of the playoffs, is it crowns a champion, and we give that so much more. You know, in Europe, the regular season stands alone, and if you win it, then that's your glory. You know, and I think that's a better model in yet another way.
Well, we'll monitor what happens with Phillies Mets as the Mets look to punch their ticket to the American League Championship Series. Yankees Royals getting underway as that series is tied at one apiece. Now, last night we had Bob Costas, who was just getting shredded for this call. It was a triple or a double play that the Royals ended up going ahead and committing here. But listen to the call as if Bob Costas just might be super disgusted.
Hit to short. Whit gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit. Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play.
That's courtesy of TBS, and Bob Costas getting roasted for clearly favoring the Yankees, as it sounds like. But I don't think, like, was Bob, he is a New York guy, but I don't know that he was necessarily a Yankees fan. I always kind of thought of him as...
I thought we said he was kind of a Cardinals fan.
I thought the same. Right now, he went to Syracuse, and maybe he is pulling deep down for the Yankees against the Royals. I mean, maybe there is some affinity towards New York, but I'm with you.
Was he,
I always thought he was a Cardinals fan.
Okay, was he kind of upset because they say Carlos Stanton didn't run out the ball or he didn't hustle? Was he was kind of like, see, he didn't. That's a problem right
there.
He
said something like it wasn't Carlos's fault, like just what we were saying, it wasn't his fault. I don't know.
It's him and Ron Darling doing the games. Yeah. You know, so
but people haven't liked, like last year, I think when he came back, people were just roasting Costas.
Yeah.
Some just might be out to get him. They just don't like him.
He's kind of like too perfect and, you know, kind of annoying and robotic and inhuman, you know, at times with his ability to broadcast without saying so I think like I don't, but I don't know. I don't get the hate for him. I just respect how amazing that he is. I wonder what that tone is. And if you're in New York over the course of 3 days covering this series, consuming all of their negativity and they're languishing around the idea that your offense cannot come up with a timely hit.
Yeah.
Right. You're listening to the sports radio. You're talking to everybody about this. Everybody's complaining about it in that very New York way. I think some of that just came out from spending a little bit of time there.
I don't think anybody passed gas 920, but if we have a farricade on our hands, we can look into that. I'm sure the Twolos and the Twitch and the YouTube, if they saw something.
I just kind of feel like that he was disappointed that something happened that led to the double play.
There was something frustrating with him there. Yeah,
like he's like, this player should
This is what we're talking about here with the Yankees.
Here we are. Yeah, we're talking about the Yankees. They don't hustle. Yeah.
Well, here is Joe Davis then, who was on the call for Fox Sports 1, Dodgers Padres. Now, Joe does the Dodgers
games. He does the Dodgers games.
Now he's doing a national broadcast, okay. And people were saying this is how a true professional handles himself, as Joe Davis calls a Fernando Tatis Jr. home run for the Padres.
On an 0-2 pitch, a missile! Fernando Tatis Jr., electric!
I do think Joe Davis has done a phenomenal job. I enjoyed him last year.
That was very Joe Buck.
Yeah.
That was very Joe Buck sounding right there, right?
It was a great call.
Yeah, he's taking on that role over for Joe Buck. I think they probably found the right guy.
Yeah. Like Joe Buck, like that, he goes, we will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
You
know, but so that's against the team and the Dodgers, who Joe Davis is with all year long.
All year long.
And you don't hear any difference
him and
there.
Oral Hershiser, yeah.
No, that's great. That's what I want, you know? I'll assign my own emotion to the call.
Yeah.
I'm a Homer fan. I'm listening. Just give me the details, you know, and put some excitement behind the good plays.
Okay, apparently we had a farting noise that happened about 2 minutes ago. Could have been a mic moving. I can't, you know, say that I'm responsible.
Check the video.
Usually I would. What? Usually I'd
it
probably
might have been me.
I think it was Brian.
What?
You've got Brian? The face of somebody who's guilty right now. It might be just be the lack of eyebrows. I don't know.
Well, there's two dudes with lack of eyebrows over here.
Maybe you both were in on this together. You're in cahoots over there.
In cahoots?
Cahoots.
Oh.
Or Caputes.
That's what I'm saying.
In this one.
In Caputes.
You guys want to hear the Rangers team doctor proposal?
I want to hear a Ranger call for a home run. That's what I want to hear. That's,
man, yesterday was the anniversary of Hixey's. Can you,
Hixey's grand
Mitch
slam.
Mitch Garver, can Mitch, you take me higher? Yeah. Yes, you can. Yeah. To go up 9-2 on the O's. Oh, it's one of the most legendary calls. We will. We'll get Ranger baseball postseason baseball back a year from now.
Please.
I guarantee it.
Please.
In fact, if they're not back in the postseason, sign me up for a bet payoff. How about that? That's how damn sure I am. Rangers are making it back to the postseason in 2025.
I want my Rangers back.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
Me too.
All right, so here is Dr. Keith Meister, who we've talked about during the regular season. Head physician.
The Keith Meister.
The Meister. Head physician of the Rangers, member of Major League Baseball's task
for the
force.
Eagles.
Focused on the sport's widespread arm woes, so like the pitching injuries. Yeah. So Dr. Meister disclosed an idea as part of a story in the D magazine. And here was the interpretation of Dr. Keith Meister's idea. He said if the pitcher's losing the battle, or if the hitter's losing the battle, he's refusing to concede ground. He serves on an MLB task force investigating the injury epidemic, and he's proposed a rule to ban foul balls on two strike counts, which would amount to the most dramatic change in how the game is played in decades. At first glance, it seems outlandish, then much less so as Dr. Meister continues to talk about the cut down in pitch counts, push hitters to put more balls in play, and it shortened games all in one swoop. So instead of having like an at-bat that ends up being
games
battled for like 13, you know,
games would be an hour and 5 minutes.
Now two strikes, no more foul balls.
Eric
you
Nadell,
foul it off, you're out.
Dunsky.
Yeah. Eric Nadell talks about him and Hixey talk about this all the time.
I mean, we've seen some of these battles.
The two strikes. If you have two strikes and you foul one, you're out.
I mean, I think we saw Nathaniel Lowe have a moment in the postseason last year where
Tampa?
He's working the count. Where, maybe it was against Tampa. He's working the count.
Yeah.
And then they end up scoring on it. So, like, this has created some epic pitcher-hitter battles. But I kind of see what he's talking about here. If you want to limit pitcher injuries and the amount of throws that they're having, this certainly would end up doing that.
Okay, if we do this, I want more starting pitching going into the eighth and ninth inning.
Okay. Starting pitchers need to go deeper into games?
Yes.
I like that. There's less of an excuse.
But we're trying to get their pitch count down, right?
Yeah,
yes,
you are.
Overall, yes.
Yeah, you are.
Like,
but
you could maybe take away five pitches from an at-bat in this certain situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but still, we're trying to get down from 100, 110 pitches.
Yes.
And if we're going into the eighth or ninth inning, Brian, I get that, right?
Yeah.
And that's probably what winning managers would want to do.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe just setting a limit on the number of pitches you could throw in any game, you know, is that too much? But I think
it's a good rule, but it sounds very Little League-like, you know?
It does.
We have a situation now where guys are throwing it harder and they're throwing more sliders, and it's just too much stress on the elbows. I think the only real solution is just to accept it that pitchers blow out their elbow.
Yeah,
and consider yourself
part of
lucky.
The rub, part of the game.
And maybe there's a correction to it naturally. I don't know, but certainly it's one where you got to think out of the box, and this is certainly one where I thought, okay, at first I read it, I'm like, oh, hell no. Why would you want that? But then, yeah, it kind of does make a little bit of sense. But I don't think Major League Baseball is going to go for that. The old crusties are like, no, you're taking away the purity of the game here. All right, we want these 13 pitch at bats that end up being awesome moments in the postseason.
I would look at changing it to all underhand pitching.
We just go like softball.
Let's see how good they can do it.
Yeah.
Why not? I think there's a pretty good. You saw Dan Quisenberry, you know.
I did.
You've seen Kent Tekulve.
I was about to say Kent Tekulve was pretty darn good.
I wonder how much they could limit the injuries and how much the entertainment factor would change, because the ladies be whipping that thing in
Man,
there.
Man, it's amazing when they slap that glove on their thigh after they throw it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And they spin the ball off their legs and stuff.
Awesome.
You know, I always enjoyed watching that. My dad played fast pitch softball, but.
Shout out to Jenny Finch.
The OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they go back-to-back games. They'll throw a doubleheader today and tomorrow. Or maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but they throw a lot.
We had that gal that, remember we were watching the games? She's from James Madison?
Yes.
She pitched like they were in the championship against Oklahoma. She pitched back-to-back games, like came back.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now, we got some text coming in, like some advice here. 817, I've always
said. Sorry, I apologize. I'm just did a broadcast right there, but I got to say something about Jennifer McFalls. Sorry. Jennifer McFalls, Grand Prairie. Sorry.
Sorry. Ooh,
Jennifer salute, McFall. Jenny.
I apologize.
Shout out to Jennifer McFall.
Yeah. Softball.
Should we look her up?
Softball God. Did I look
this
her
is
up?
A gal back no, in your day?
Yeah. I've been knowing
it. Oh, okay. So,
shout out to you.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. 817, I've always said, after the third foul, after two strikes, then you should be out. So maybe it's just a limit on foul balls. Another 817, real downside is you're eliminating a tool for the offense to get rid of a pitcher that's been dominating them. If you're trying to work a count.
Oh, I mean, there you go.
I see both sides of this. Last thing here around the bases, but we just got to acknowledge the dominance that Fernando Tatis Jr. has been having this postseason.
He's 10 of 18. 10 of 18, okay.
Four homers, seven RBIs, two doubles, three walks. He's batting .556 with a .636 on-base percentage and a .1333 slugging percentage.
Finally healthy.
His OPS is just a shade under .200, which is absolutely absurd. Right now, the highest ever in a single postseason with a minimum of 20 plate appearances. Dude is doing ungodly stuff, and we'll see if the Padres are able to knock out the Dodgers.
All righty. Thank you, Wolchuk. Proper round tripper, the 817. Guys like Ducovy and Quisenberry didn't throw true underhand, Gavin. Oh, thank you for correcting me on that,
they
sir.
They were submarine pitchers.
Yeah. They were get dipped down low, three-quarter slot.
They were.
It wasn't full underhand.
No, it's not the full underhand. They would take the shoulder and the rotator cuff completely out of the equation.
We picked up what you were saying.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
You're a dip.
What a schmuck.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, Lee.
I agree with you.
Get back to farting over there, okay?
making it softball, leave the game alone. Tommy John surgery is too commonplace, so the pitchers are going to be paid to blow the arm out. No big deal. Yeah, no problem. We'll just take a cadaver ligament, put it in your elbow. It's all good. I don't know. I think the teams and the pitchers have pretty much accepted the risk, and they consider it worth it because now you're throwing 99 instead of 94, and your slider's got more bite to it, and you're striking more guys out. That's what the game's asking for. Okay, we'll give you the latest on Hurricane Milton. It came into town with some friends today in Florida. As night falls, what is the top headline and speculation about what we're looking at here for the overnight hours down there in Florida? Plus, we have the NBA GM poll, and we're back with both those things and more sports here with you. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Let's give you the latest on Milton and the tornadoes that arrived in Florida with Hurricane Milton earlier today. A couple hours ago, we had confirmed 15 and dozens more reported. We're also going to possibly give you some NBA GM survey discussion. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. You'd like the maps, talk, wouldn't you? Segments also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Floridians can rest assured there will be a robust hurricane response, says the governor down there, Ron DeSantis. It's incredible that we're so polarized through natural disasters. We can't even come together. You know, we gotta. Both sides are, you know, but both sides are doing that kind of stuff. Most dangerous part of Milton is now coming on shore, was the word 18 minutes ago from meteorologist Mary Gilbert. If you look at the Doppler, you know, a lot of the hurricane storm, you know, circumference or body is sitting over the state, but it's the big centerpiece of it right now that's moving up and to the right there. Yes, it's heading towards Tampa, and storm surges are significant. Flooding is starting to occur as night has fallen in Florida, and the live streaming video now is under the cover of darkness, other than street lights, car lights, stuff like this.
It's gonna be quite a show when all those power poles and stuff like that start, you know, those cables end up on the electrical cables end up on the ground with that water and stuff, man. That's the part you have to worry about.
Tampa Bay is now under an extreme wind warning, and that is going to be in effect for the next 2 hours until 9:30 Eastern. Extremely dangerous hurricane winds. DeSantis says, treat these imminent extreme winds as if a tornado was approaching and move immediately to an interior room or shelter now. I can't imagine still being there. What are these people thinking? I just don't
know. They're from Florida, man.
They're just used to
it. They're from Florida.
Florida.
They used to get like some liquor, some food, and just hang out.
Get a lawn chair.
A hurricane party.
Get a lawn chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, man.
It is.
I got a Cuban homeboy. He does radio out there in Miami. And this was like a long time ago when the hurricane was coming through. I was like, yo, I had a lot of room at the time. I was like, y'all can come up here if you want to. He's like, nah, man, we hit the liquor store. We're going to grill. We're just going to just chill. Wait for this to be over with. I'm like, all right, fam.
You say so.
Wow. Okay. All
right. Say we were under that watch.
Yes.
And they asked us to do radio.
Well, I mean, I'm up here.
Yes.
I'm up here. We can do radio and have a view, right? We can get on the roof. The water's not coming this high.
What if the wind windows, like, breaks the windows?
It'd be a great broadcast.
That's true. Well, the ratings would be awesome.
I would do it.
Are you in?
100%. Yes. That's one of the coolest things about this job. Like, when the world's falling apart, we have to be at work.
Yeah.
When the pandemic first hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
it was like ghost town DJs out here. Yeah, we were doing our thing, bro.
Yeah. I remember, because we had to carry those cards. Yeah, if we were like, stopped. If like, yeah, essential personnel.
Yeah, essential personnel.
I was like, oh.
We're here talking about sports. Essential personnel.
Yeah.
It would be really neat and historic to broadcast through it, I think, in the roof in a situation like this. Hell, we've been hit by a tornado in this building. Yeah. We were up on 12, seen some crazy stuff.
So you'd get your family out of here, but you'd stick around?
I think so. Yeah, if they wanted me to.
Yeah, it does kind of sound badass.
Yeah, I would.
This has got some Nick Robinson like just in him.
What we would need, though, is really long mic cords so we could go into the stairwell over there. You know, if this thing got blown out, if this talk booth got blown out. So we'd just need some XLRs. I'm sure DJ Pride Morgan is taken care of real quick. Yeah. You know, get some extenders on there.
Be good to go.
I was kind of thinking.
You're
that,
out, Brian.
No. You I'm in. Oh, feats of strength.
Feats of strength, you're right. Yeah.
Feats of strength. Broadcasting all night.
Hell yeah.
Do we have any stats on what the storm surge is at right now? All I can tell is it looks like maybe a couple of feet of water inland.
Yeah, I just seen about three.
Yeah,
that was the last time I seen something.
But where's my man Jim Cantore?
It's to the point where the vehicles are going to have a hard time driving down roads, but maybe if you got a lifted truck, you're still good. That's what I'd call it. Okay. Emergency services have been suspended in Manatee and Pinellas counties.
Ooh.
As they got too hazardous of conditions. Emergency services, 911 calls will be logged for when service is safe to perform. Milton's tornado count continues to rise. There have been now 18 as of 6 p.m. So that was, an hour and a half ago now, 18 tornadoes. It is insane. Yeah, have you seen the graphic where they put up the state of Florida and they have red lines that are tracking all the different tornado patterns?
Yeah.
And it just looks like a scribble pad. You know, a lot of the lines are traced back up on top of each other. And that's like from Miami to Orlando. Yeah, that's like a 4-hour drive. And maybe even more than that. I'm not quite sure, but a lot of tornadoes.
Shout out to the military people that have to deal with this. I remember being in the military and the storms would come by. We have to man the ship.
Yeah.
So your family is just, hey, hope I can get you a place because you can't come with us. So if there's like bases and stuff around there or ships that they need a man, they have to get on the ship. And it is it for your family. And usually the ships will go out.
Yeah.
They'll go out to sea and get away from the storm or whatever. So now you're just hoping that your family's okay at the Holiday Inn.
I will tell you a job that Dawson would not do.
What's that?
You know, they fly those tornado.
Oh, the Air Force. Yeah.
That hurricane planes. They fly into the hurricane to get the measurements and stuff.
Oh, forget about it.
That plane bounces everywhere when they're flying into that thing.
Can't we use a drone for that?
They have these
unmanned airplane.
No, they got these guys and that thing. They've had video from it, and it's just like everything's
bouncing,
shaking and
dropping.
I mean, it's just like stuff breaking all around you, and then you fly into the center, and everything is calm.
I would say some things we're just not meant to know, guys. I'm bringing it in.
Yeah.
30 minutes ago, the Bradenton mayor said a lot of people will die if the water reaches 12 to 15 feet. So he's saying it's shelter in place and have a way of getting above 15 feet high because it's going to be quite deadly if you get to that height and you are, you know, not in an elevated shelter. Milton's eye seen on the Tampa radar. Yeah, that eye is just crazy. And, you know, the eye is just south of Tampa right now. And the dang storm is going well outside of the Florida border on the top side. So you're just looking at
look how small that eye is, too.
Yeah.
So if you just get a relief, it's not going to be for long.
No.
10 minutes when you're back at it.
I think the smaller the eye, the worse the storm.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah, it's concentrated.
Okay. So, you know, we're giving you the most updates that we can, just whatever's coming in live, if anything else, relevant to pass along to you. I know it's just of tremendous human interest at this point as this thing is developing and we're about to get to the absolute worst of it, between now and about 6:30 tomorrow morning.
This is like a third storm of the century.
Yeah, dude, it's just keep happening. Yeah. Over 250,000 customers in Florida already without power. I feel like we're just getting started there. That would be the worst part of sticking around, like not having water, clean water for 2 weeks.
You can't flush the toilet.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Yes. Yeah.
That's why you got to get.
Oh, no. That's why you need the bucket.
Okay. Man, I lived in Florida. I'm trying to remember like October. Because if these things happen like in August and you don't have power and then you have to go back, it being just so hot.
Oh, miserable. Yeah. You're looking at heat strokes right and left. Yeah. And, you know, you get those lines for water and people are just so dang thirsty. Like, that's a humanitarian crisis. I want nothing to do with here in the 21st century. And, you know, there's no reason to. Okay, it is too late to evacuate safely in many areas, is the news of about 40 minutes ago. They say collect all the water you can right now while it's still running. You want enough water to last you for a few days. Know where all your food is and come up with a plan of when to eat it to make it last several days. You're going to have to ration this stuff. Mm-hmm. Collect things like batteries, flashlights, radios. Hopefully, you know, if you're in North Texas, inland by a bit. I mean, what's our biggest natural disaster worry here? Just the tornadoes, right? And at that point,
if you
can survive the blast,
we can get hit with a hurricane down in Houston, Galveston, and those places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That thing could have took it could have gone left, you know, or it could have gone up to Louisiana, or, you know, but it went right instead of left.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. All righty. Let me get you some of this NBA GM survey. For the first time, I am willing to give Luka the nod over Jokic. I have a lot of issues with these anonymous GMs and the conclusions that they reach, but 87%, who's the best international player in the NBA right now? Luka garnering only 10% of that vote. You know, and Jokic, hey, he's won two MVPs, but I'll tell you what we saw last year. He's good. He's great. But what we have seen from Jokic is a league that doesn't have centers. This is the biggest mismatch since Wilt Chamberlain was dominating the league and averaging 50 points per game, because the NBA has gone to, we have to switch everything on the perimeter, okay? And what Minnesota showed, what perhaps Dallas was ready to show with Gafford and Lively, is if a team is ready for that and goes out and gets two quality big men they can throw at Jokic, have, you know, 12 fouls, he can't become unstoppable. As, you know, Luka Doncic, if you want to crowd the lane, he will shoot threes and score 40 on you. If you want to come out and contest him and try to stop that pick and roll, then it opens the lane and now he's got layups and alley-oops. Jokic can't do that, right? Jokic can't say, oh, you want to double team me? You want to go get Rudy Gobert? Well, watch this. There's no counter, right? And for Luka, you know, he is the most dominant, you know, player in all of the NBA right now when it comes to offense, because it's legitimately pick your poison. And if you don't have a perimeter game like that, I just don't think you're equipped to dominate the way that, you know, the modern point guard is. How about this? Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? Paul George wins with 60% of that. Mm-hmm. Mikal Bridges, number two with 13%. That New York team could be good. Karl Anthony Towns, 13%. Alex Caruso, number four, Oklahoma City at 7%. Also receiving votes, DeMar DeRozan, Isaiah Hartenstein, and that's it. No Klay Thompson. You want to get excited about Klay Thompson joining the Mavs? Do not pay attention to what anonymous GMs are saying out there, because they got like a half dozen player acquisitions that are more important. Which player is the best pure shooter in the league? Steph Curry at 87%. Klay Thompson also receiving vote.
There we go. Had a baby Klay.
Which player fastest with the ball in the league? De'Aaron Fox, 52%. He is a lot of fun to watch. I've compared him to Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving did get 3% of the votes. And still an absolute whirlwind. We'll see how age treats him here as he's approaching those mid-30s. Which player is the best leader in the league? Steph Curry winning with 33%. Number two, former Mav, Jalen Brunson. Tied with LeBron James at 23% for his leadership greatness. No Mavs mentioned in this one. Last year, LeBron did win it with 27%. Player with the best basketball IQ, Jokic, number one, 53%. Maybe I'm hating. He's just tall. He sees over everybody, okay? Which player would you want taking a shot with the game on the line? No doubt about this one. It is the greatest shooter of all time, Steph Curry. The best assistant coach in the NBA, though, here is some Mavs recognition. You got Sean Sweeney coming in with 10% of the vote, so congrats to him. I think this Mavs coaching staff overall is really underrated for what they've gotten Luka to improve on, for how they've seamlessly integrated Kyrie Irving after a little hiccup in his first 20 games here, and how they've built a great defense multiple times with Luka on the floor, you know, for extended minutes. Luka and Kyrie together for 24 minutes. How could you possibly build what was, you know, functionally after the All-Star break, one of the best defenses in the NBA last year? You have to give credit to coaches. For a lot of the same players that Rick Carlisle struggled with at the end of his tenure, Jason Kidd and his coaching staff made a damn good defense out of. Okay, which team will have the league's most efficient offense this season? Boston Celtics won that anonymous GM poll with 53%, but Rick Carlisle with the Indiana Pacers coming in second with 20%. Wow. They also said he's got the funnest team to watch.
Okay. I mean, so that Pacers team is fun.
Thunder came in third. Their offense is boring. It might be effective and highly efficient. No, thank you. Mavericks coming in fourth with 7% of the votes. Now, these anonymous GMs, they do have a love affair with Oklahoma City. Who will win the 2024-2025 MVP? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander won that with 40%. Luka with 30%. What's Luka got to do to win the MVP? Guys, it's easy. Lay off the refs. Yeah, stop looking like a crybaby B-word.
Yeah.
Well, and media does not want to vote for that.
Yeah, get back on defense.
There you go.
Get back on defense. Like he's probably going to be a top four seed.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. A top four seed dominating the regular season. Yeah. You know, home court advantage at least in the first round. Luka did finish second with 30% of the votes. Embiid, Jokic, Tatum each receiving 7% of the votes. Giannis, Jaylen Brown even got a vote. Anthony Edwards only got one. Last year it was Jokic with 43% of those bad boys. Okay, any other Mavs takeaways in here? Which one player acquisition will make the biggest impact? Yeah, I already got you that one. All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back to Crosstalk with The Fan After Dark. Get you set for Cowboys Crosstalk coming up at 7 o'clock as well. And then we'll wrap this thing up here in the Nation. Boy, it's going down in Port Charlotte. In, is it Inglewood, Florida? Inglewood, Florida? Something like that? Venice? It's turned dark, and the wind is blowing the rain sideways. So they're trying to get a shot of the ocean, but it just looks like streaks of snow, basically, is kind of what it looks like flashing across the screen there as the storm surge is the worst of it is now arriving in Tampa Bay, and we're hoping for the best as we set the scene here for an evening of sports content here in the G-Bag Nation. And The Fan will hand it off to Cowboys Crosstalk coming up from 7 to 8. That's Bobby Belt and the guys, right? Bobby Belt and the guys.
That's him.
And then from 8 to 11.
Let me ask Bobby who they got on. I'm sorry I didn't do that for you, Dawson.
All good, man. We'll find out. We'll set them up with a proper tease here for the top of the hour. Cowboys Crosstalk up there at the Star. And then after that, The Fan After Dark. And tonight's configuration, Fred and Blake. And Blake's in studio with us now, sir. Good evening. How
yes,
you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling good. Back from Mexico. Got a nice little tan going. Just happy to see my friends and be back in studio with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you. You guys going to be talking sports tonight from 8 to 11, you think?
I think we will try to do a little bit of sports talk. And just for you, I got an answer on who they are cross-talking with. It's going to be George Teague will be the Cowboys legend today.
There you go.
Oh, I love some good George Teague stories. Mm-hmm. Talk about the defender of the Star right there.
I got one of the Blake it or leave it's I've been holding in the bag. I was at work today at my restaurant. And one of the young ladies said, Blake, what are you going to be wearing for Halloween this year? I said, that's a great question. I haven't thought about that. So I thought, why not compile a list of the 10 costumes that I think will be the most popular this year, and we'll Blake it or leave it later on the show.
I love it, man. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun.
That breakdancing chick from Australia?
That's going to be one.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe Trump's ear, Beetlejuice.
Couple Fight!
Ones. Ooh, you got a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, Halloween's a great time to be
young,
you know, out there having fun and partying and talking with coworkers at the restaurant and stuff like that, co-eds. Yeah. I do feel like the ladies can really embrace dressing up.
They really do.
Using it as an opportunity.
Can I make a take? I don't think this is a hot take or crazy. October is the best month of the year. Don't care where you live.
The weather's especially pretty great.
Yeah. Especially here in
sports,
Dallas. I ain't mad.
Best football. Weather, best sports. We already know that MLB playoffs, basketball's back, football's in prime where football. Teams are a little bit better. They're out of that kind of first couple season funk. You've got some NASCAR going on. You've got Halloween. You've got my birthday. There's nothing.
Oh, the birthday. We can't forget the birthday.
I will fight you too hard on that.
There's nothing. If someone has anything negative to say about October, unless you're in Florida right now, then I would be hard-pressed to say you're lying.
I agree with you. Favorite month of the year.
It's the best month.
It is.
I mean, the only thing close is it March or April? You know, one of those where you're back into the 70s and 80s. It hasn't gotten too hot yet. You've been wintering, you know, and now you're back out on the patio.
I probably say March.
Playoffs of hockey and basketball. Yeah. NFL draft is around the corner. Yeah.
April in Texas can get a little rainy, though. Rain starts coming down. So I think I would go March. And while we're on the topic, worst month has got to be August, yeah?
School starting. 100%.
Unless you're in Oxnard the whole time.
I don't like January.
Heat's getting a present.
See, January.
That's the only time it really gets cold here in this area is January and February.
February, yeah.
February's got a little depression to it.
Yeah, February's got a lot of depression to it.
Yeah.
That groundhog will see its shadow.
I don't like it. Football's over.
Nah, keep me in October where there's like sexy Velmas walking around.
Yeah, ooh, I never thought Velma was sexy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll see you, girl.
Makes you a little poison ivy or a Harley Quinn.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like as a kid, probably December is in the running because the presence of the holidays and the presents.
And but the more the older you get, December is kind of overrated. Overall, it's just it's cold.
Because you don't recover till February.
Yeah. I'm taking October. I like the March pick. Summer's all right. You can pick whatever random summer month you want. They kind of all blend together. Just the fall is the best, pretty much.
Yeah,
is the,
October, November are my two favorite months.
There's nothing bad about it. I'm just talking about the month, and I'm gleaming with excitement. Right,
yeah.
Now. I mean, for a period of time, we have the best weather in the nation.
Yes.
You know, maybe Hawaii could rival you.
Yeah.
But it's either getting too cold or it's, you know, starting to rain quite a bit in whatever, you know, part of the country. But here in the great state of Texas, boy, we're in the sweet spot. Okay, so yeah, Fred's with you tonight.
Fred Davis. I believe he's doing the high school show right now.
Okay.
So he'll come sprinting up here. I kind of hope
what's the high school show?
That's a great Fred question right there. I have absolutely no idea.
I don't think he likes doing the crosstalks on Monday and Wednesdays. He doesn't do them.
He kind of plays by his own rules sometimes.
He's making up a show. He's like, he's I have like, to do
if
this.
I don't have to be on till 8, I'm not crosstalking with you at 6:45, which I understand. But yeah.
Hey, he just made up the high school show, so he never has to cross.
Like, you got this, buddy.
How are you getting to know him pretty good? Is he harboring any like Houston sports loyalties we need to bust his balls about?
You definitely no. You know the bigger thing is anytime we talk sports, somehow the Chiefs come up. It does not matter if we're saying
that's
the
right,
Cowboys wide receiver too. He's like, well, you know Rashi Rice, you know SMU kid, Northwestern Hill, pretty good over there. Xavier Worthy, he's a guy. So I think busses chops about Kansas City. It's okay. We know they're good. I don't need to keep hearing.
We should put him and Bobby in a room together.
I think you should do the whole show in Fred voice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm big on impersonations.
One of Bobby's takes right now is he doesn't think the Chiefs are like Super Bowl good anymore.
That's such a Bobby take. Like they're 5-0 and he's like, they're really not that good.
What's the difference between this year and last year, Bobby, where the same thing was happening in the regular? They're 5-0. They're even better this year.
They don't throw the ball down.
They sleepwalk through the regular season last year. People were like, oh, they don't have it. And then what happens? They just wake up and they're in the Super Bowl.
Now they're actually winning games.
They'll be there again.
We've seen them struggle offensively 2 years in a row, rebuilding years. Mm-hmm. And the Patrick Mahomes effect is incredible. I think the Spagnuolo effect, the defensive coordinator, he is at his best in the playoffs as well. Yeah, at worst, they have as good a chance as anybody else in the AFC.
The fun thing about the NFL right now is it's really a crapshoot. No team has been consistent week in and week out. Do you believe in Sam Darnold and the Vikings?
No.
Like, they're good.
That's why the fallback is still the Chiefs. They've got the best coach, they've got the best quarterback, and they've got the most clutch player on
that's
defense.
Why I'm trying to rekindle some Cowboy optimism here, Brian. I would appreciate your support on that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thanks. I picked the Steelers.
One of us picked the Giants. Okay.
I picked the Cowboys last week.
You did last week. What about the week before that?
Well, give me credit for this week.
Get on the damn bandwagon, Brian. We've won two in a row. And this is a catalyst weekend for the rest of the season.
Go Cowboys, but I'm taking the Lions.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Cowboys Crosstalk with Bobby Beld and George Teague is coming up next. Chief will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Zach Wolchuk. Blake and Fred coming up, Fan After Dark from 8 to 11. And thanks to Brian Broaddus, of course. We're back tomorrow at 2. Until then, you're going home with the nation, Eddies.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.